In a few weeks, voters will make their choices in Hawaii's primary. With the state House seats up for election, along with many county council seats, some of the contests could bring power shifts, including on Maui. We called a longtime resident and community activist who spent most of the past 5 decades involved in the planning of Maui County. Dick Mayer is on the line with some of the contests he's watching and why. Good morning.
Good morning, Bethann.
Good to talk to you. Let's start taking a first look at some of the House races, in particular the ones in District 11 and 12. What's so special about those?
Well, District 11 is South Maui, Kihei, McKenna, Wailea. In that race, we have an incumbent, a very young man who's been in already 4 years. He was former student body president at Manoa. His name is Kaniela Ng. And he's been in, and he's been, I would say, if in the political spectrum, a liberal. He supported Bernie Sanders. He also was active in the environmental area with the anti-GMO issue. And he has a contest against a very formidable candidate, Deidre Teagarden. Deidre has worked on Maui in a number of capacities in the nonprofit sector. She also was a director for one of the county's departments, and then went off to the state legislature. Not state legislature. Went off to the governor's office and worked at first as his representative, Governor Abercrombie, and then as his protocol officer. So she's had a number of experiences, and she's come back. And she's challenging him with a lot of financial support. She's getting some large contributions from a number of construction unions and sort of the establishment types. So we have here a candidate who's young, 27-year-old Kaniela Ng, against a person who's trying to challenge him, who's a 47-year-old Deidre Teagarden.
Dick, as you look at those two candidates, though, it seems as if Kaniela Ng is very much sort of the poster child for the new engaged voter, given the fact that he seems to be reasonably, as you mentioned, anti-establishment, but also anti-GMO, and that's been such a defining line for where people sit, is it not?
Exactly right. And it is an interesting case. He's almost like jumped the gun. He's one of the early people, early young people to really get involved, and not only get involved, but actually get into the legislature. And he is the in many ways a poster child for that that effort by young people to get involved who now realize that their future is ahead of them and they better take control of it if they want to keep the establishment, the people who have messed things up, from doing even worse.
But you say that he has a really formidable challenger in Deidre Teagarden.
Exactly, and she's competing very hard, giving him a tough race, and I would say it's really a toss-up at this point as to who's going to win that. Usually we assume incumbents are going to win. I don't think we can make that assumption in this case here. She's mounting a very, very organized campaign going throughout the district and having lots of signs up, lots of money, very high amount. I think the Maui News said she has received the highest amount of funding of any of the candidates on Maui, local or state. Good race.
Let's for a moment take a look now at the District 12, the upcountry race. With Carl Yamashita's seat.
Right. That we have almost the opposite. We have here a long-established person, older person, Carl Yamashita, who's been in office now for 12 years. He's gotten onto the Finance Committee, and he has had almost no opposition for the past 12 years. Each time he runs, there's been generally a weak or lowly funded candidate running against him, and he's generally cruised into office without any real challenges. This year, he does face a real challenge. Again, a young lady who got inspired working on some local community issues, the opposition to Oluwalu development, the telescope on top of Haleakala, the GMO issue, etc. Tiare Lawrence is a young businesswoman who is challenging him, getting good funding, getting lots of support from a lot of not only young people, but I think some of the older people as well. And I think she's going to give Kaya Mashita quite a race.
It seems that, as you say, this is the inverse of what we just talked about a moment ago with District 11. But you would think from having looked at the situation, perhaps that it would be more, kind of riding some coattails there if this is the movement where you have sort of generational divides. Is that really happening or only showing up pretty much in these two races?
now it's so exemplified in these two races. There are other challenges, as there always are in races, where incumbents are challenged by somebody. But this is these are two races where we have a dichotomy, and it's not just the funding. We have, I think, we have the establishment candidates. In one race, it's the incumbent. In another race, it's the challenger. And we have two younger people who are, one is the incumbent and one is, again, is the challenger. And I think it's an age difference between the two. The younger ones are probably on the more liberal side of the spectrum, more environmentally concerned, thinking of housing and the difficulty of young families to get established. And then we have the older candidates, Kalia Machida and Deidre Teagarden, who are representing some well-funded groups, have large contributions coming in from construction unions, and et cetera. So,
Dick, in the interest of time, I want to just move along and ask you about some of the Maui Council seats. You've got two out of the four that are up, that are termed out, and the other two, which may see some people unseated. Which ones are you watching and why?
Well, there are only four primary races this year, and two of them have incumbents, incumbents who have termed out. And in both races, we have many, many candidates. The upcountry race has four candidates. That's Gladys Bice's seat. And in the Wailuku area, Mike Victorino has five people trying to get his position. And in each race, there's a story behind each of the candidates vying for those positions. In the other two races that we don't have people terming out, we have challengers to the incumbents. And one of them is particularly heated, and that's the South Maui race, where Don Couch, the present incumbent, is being challenged by Kelly King, former member of the State Board of Education, and well-known on the island as a businesswoman. She and her husband set up and established Pacific Biodiesel Company, which has now gone statewide and even on the mainland. And they've been young entrepreneurs, and she's the marketing manager for that. And so she's challenging, and she's doing very well, I think. And it's what's interesting is it's a countywide race. On Maui, it's usually very difficult for a non-incumbent to win because they have to go and advertise countywide, get known on Lanai, Molokai, all the remote areas. And in this case, Kelly King, I think, will give Don Couch a very tough race.
And also seemingly be back in that same mode that you cast a little earlier of a generational divide. I wish we had more time to talk about this, but very briefly, the upcountry seat?
What about it? Oh, the upcountry seat has got four candidates. Yukile Sugimura, who's been a community organizer for a long time, being challenged by Stacey Moniz, head of the nonprofit Women Helping Women, and also Napua Greek Nakasone, who comes from a family with long political legacy, and she's also very active in the Hawaiian community, challenging her. And then there's a fourth candidate, a man, Eric Molina, who's not run a very active campaign so far, and he's got a name, though, that's highly recognized for 50 years on Maui as a political family, the Molina family.
All right, we're going to leave it there for the moment, but some interesting races for us to be watching, and we will. Thanks very much for the overview.
Thank you, and have a lovely day.
You too. Dick Mayer has lived on Maui for five decades and has been active in environmental issues and in Maui's efforts to plan its future. He taught economics and geography at Maui Community College and now coordinates the Alliance of Maui Community Associations.